Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunair. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunair. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello takes first base on ball four. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locatello moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Locatello moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards third. Locatello fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a line drive towards short. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball four. Lou Nair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Locatello hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Zarilla reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarilla scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to third for the out. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Locatello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. Fannin moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Lee Griffith now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Fannin scores. Locatello moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Heath reaches second base with a double. Locatello scores. Berardino scores. There goes Stevens trying to get to home. Vallo throws the ball into Handley, who relays the ball to Rosar, who tags Stevens, who came all the way from first, for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs is hit by the pitch. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Browns. Jesse Flores now pitching. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa pinch runs for Buddy Rosar. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Desodles now catching. Russ Derry now playing right field. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores takes first base on ball 4. Handley moves to second. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Handley moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Handley scores. McCuskey moves to third. It's 7-1, Browns. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCuskey scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Lobbs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Browns. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Majeski moves to third. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Flores hits a line drive into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0-1 in the game. Derry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing center field. Jake Caulfield now playing third base. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-3 in the game. Fannin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a fly ball into right field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Flores. Fannin moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fannin scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 3-4 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got three RBIs. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive towards short. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Browns. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Fannin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Derry. Heath reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 11-3, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Konopka pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka takes first base on ball 4. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 2 in the game. Derry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konopka moves to second. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konopka scores. Derry moves to second. It's 11-4, Browns. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.